But first, the Queensland government has abolished all of its racing boards, including those overseeing horse racing, in response to the live baiting scandal in the greyhound industry. The Queensland Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, took the drastic action when the Commission of Inquiry she'd set up delivered a scathing assessment of the industry's regulation. She's thrown out the thoroughbred and harness racing boards, as well as those responsible for greyhound racing. And the CEO of Racing Queensland now has 5 days to show cause why he shouldn't be sacked as well. In Brisbane, Stephanie Smale reports.
The Queensland Premier promised action, and when it came, it was drastic.
As Mr McSporran said yesterday, it is clear that Racing Queensland has failed, and that starts with the boards. Today, I have directed the Minister to abolish all of the boards associated with the racing industry in Queensland, namely the Queensland All Codes Racing Industry Board, the Queensland Greyhound Racing Board, the Queensland Harness Racing Board, and the Queensland Thoroughbred Racing Board. Today we are starting with a clean slate.
Anastasia Palaszczuk's decision to dump all of the boards that oversee Queensland's racing industry has been followed by a warning to Racing Queensland CEO Darren Condon.
Today I've instructed the Minister to write to Mr Condon, asking him to show cause why he should not be removed from office. Mr Condon now has 5 days to respond. In the meantime, Mr Condon will be stood down on full remuneration as legally required, pending the outcome of the show cause process. An interim administrator will be seconded to Racing Queensland to ensure that day-to-day operations of racing are not jeopardised whilst this process occurs.
The shake-up of Queensland's entire racing industry comes just 1 day after a commission of inquiry into greyhound racing called for change.
Yesterday we became the first state to receive the advice of the commission. Today we become the first state to act.
Yeah. The inquiry's report pointed out Racing Queensland's head, Darren Condon, ignored repeated warnings from animal welfare groups about live baiting and overbreeding, and asked his executive assistant to deal with all correspondence from them.
It's certainly the most radical shake-up in memory.
Nathan Exelby is the racing editor for the Courier-Mail newspaper. He says the timing of the overhaul is terrible for Queensland's horse racing industry.
It's a massive destabilisation of the industry. This live baiting is not isolated to Queensland. It's also been discovered in New South Wales and Victoria. The difference in those states is that the three racing bodies aren't under the one umbrella. Here in Queensland they are, and as a result, thoroughbred racing and harness racing have been brought into this crisis. And as a result, both have now lost their governing boards today. And this has happened in a week that is generally the biggest week for thoroughbred racing in Queensland every year leading up to the Stradbroke Handicap.
Nathan Exelby says Racing Queensland CEO Darren Condon is in a difficult position.
The CEO's position had become very tenuous from the moment it came to light that he had missed an email potentially warning the industry of live baiting, and as the inquiry documented, there are a number of other requests from Animal Liberation Queensland to meet with Mr Condon. So, you know, his hold on that position was under pressure for a number of months, and certainly it's no surprise at all that that he's now been asked to show cause.
The fallout from the greyhound live baiting scandal has already been significant in other parts of the country. The racing board in New South Wales was sacked, while in Victoria they left voluntarily. But the Queensland inquiry is the first of 3 state-based investigations into greyhound racing to deliver its findings. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the entire Queensland racing industry must change.
All Queenslanders want a racing industry that is based on integrity and proper animal welfare. Not one that is characterised by cruelty, dishonesty, and at best dubious regulation, and an environment in which there is a failure of simple compliance measures. My government will deliver that.
That's Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk. That report from Stephanie Smale in Brisbane.